Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. This is the final shiur on Aruvus. The official, we'll see, we'll have some, maybe Pesach, we'll see. But in terms of the official shiur on Aruvus. So this is a very fundamental shiur regarding Recha and Zeya. And the question going to be about the modern day ovens and how do we deal with modern day ovens. So first we'll talk Recha and then we'll get to Zeya. So Amar Rav, Basar Shchuta Shamein Shetzlo Im Basin Nevela Kochosh Oser. So if you roast together kosher meat, that's shomein, together with nevela, which is kochosh. So just like we saw in other areas, right, we saw by Tzli, we saw a little by Malicha, that the Dover Tame has to be the thing that's, you know, the mover and the shaker, meaning the Dover Shomein or the Dover Maluach, as we mentioned. So here, the Dover Shamin is the kosher thing. But if you hold, but it could be that if they're nitzla together, the particles of the kosher Shamin piece of meat will go into the kachush treif piece of meat and cause that to become Shamin. And then the tam will of the treif will go into the kosher. In other words, these particles floating in the air are going to cause the kosher shamein to cause the kochush treif to become shamein, and mamela it'll reverberate back to the treif up the kosher shamein, because the kochush became shamein from that. That's Rav. And Levi on my field, Basar Shchuta, Kochosh. Even if Basar Shchuta is Kochosh, lo in Basar, but Nevela Shomein. So Nevela itself is Shomein. So it doesn't even have to, it doesn't even need to get its Shomeinness from the other piece. Apo Pikein, Mutter. My Taima, Recha Ba'alma, Recha Lav Milsa. So Rav holds Recha Milsa, and Levi holds Recha Lav Milsa. So that's the question, whether you have two things that are roasted together, will that aser, you know, the side by side, and if, you know, as a result of the recha, the fumes, you know, emit metaphysical particles, or, you know, and that, how that plays a role. Now, there is another sugya of Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa, in Avodah Zarah, on page 3, the sugya of Bastia. If you have non-kosher wine, well, you have this receptacle, and somebody goes ahead and smells it. So Ovei Kachovim B'Yisrael Shaper Dami. So Rashi says, Basti Anekiv Nokim Guvas Chovis L'Hariach. You have a barrel and then you put a hole in it so you can smell the wine to see if it's fresh. So the question is, if you have a guy who's smelling the wine of Israel, so no problem. It's kosher wine, no problem. Israel's wine. But Israel is only kachavim. Is that considered a problem for Israel to smell the goyis wine? Abaye Amar Osir, Rav Amar Mutter. Abaye Amar Osir Recha Milsahu. See, Rav Amar Mutter Recha Lav Milsahu. So the question is that considered like you're drinking it when you're sniffing it? Yol Recha Milsa, yes, and if Yol Recha Milsa, no. So the question is this sugya of Recha Milsa have anything to do with the other sugya of Recha Milsa? Because the cases are different, but the question is the principle the same principle? So that's a discussion here in the Tosis.
Right. So the ingest.
Right, exactly. So the question is, are these two, because, you know, we paskin Abai and Rava, so we paskin like Rava, except for Yal Kagam, so we should paskin like Rava here. That it's mutter. So that's what Tosis says here. That the question whether these two things are the same, or do we say since we paskin like Rava? Like Rava, so then we should automatically paskin like Levi. So that Tosfos says in the beginning, Rava Mamuta Recha Lav Milsa Perkei Tzolin Pligi Bar Rava Levi Recha Gavri Bosa Shomer Shalom Bosa Nevel Rava Osa Bar Levi Shori Bosa Tani Kavasi De Rava Here Shomer Rashi Avo Gav De Tani Kavasi De Rava The Osa Yikol Mokam Halacha Kerevi Rashi says Halacha is like Levi Yishom De Rava Sover Kavasi. Right? Because we paskin like Rava. That's Rashi's sheet over there. He quotes the Rashi in Pesachim. And Tosis holds that it's not. Tosis later on holds that it's not Haba Hatalia. That these two machlokas are different. Tosis says later on. In Pesachim here, you see on page 2, where I put the arrow in Rashi, he says, Zavagav Taiv can consider the Rav, Hilchas Kavasi the Levi. See that? Taiv will give by Rava, that's Rashi. So he holds it on Hatalia, tells it later on, says not. So, bottom line, how do we paskin? So if you look in the Rambam, page 7, Ain't Solon Botsa Shkutin Botsa Nevela, of Behemet Tamea, the Tana Recha, I don't appreciate no game seven there. It's Lomar is a mutter. So the Rambam's opinion is that you should be choshesh that Recha Milsa Lechatchila, and but with the Evid, you can so make on Levi that it's Recha Lavius. So you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be tzova a treif piece of meat together with a kosher piece of meat in the tanner. Even right, but if you did it, but the eved, you can be tzova mechan levi the recha lav milsa.
Is he saying that that's just what straight levi person and drop the tzova means that even levi was only talking?
Right. It's not like he's making a chra, right. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Kes, on page 12, it says, Ain't Solon Basuk Sheira, now going on, which is page 13. Salvelo shall tmeya betoner echad al vishay nogim zeb zeb. He quotes The Rambam. And he says, but if the tanner is a big tanner, that machzik shnei osar asronim pi pasuach, and it's open on top, then mutter, even the chatchila. But then the Ramah says, nogim l'achmir l'chatchila filu b'tonu gono. With the Eved, l'hakel l'chil b'tonu katan. So that's in terms of... No, he's saying we can be Mako. Yeah. Then there's a discussion about smelling Isuri Hana. If you look here on page 11 in the Beis Yosef, he quotes from the Rashba, the second arrow on the left. If it's also Ilariach, then it's also to smell. The only question is, you have the Gemara Kol Shah that if Hanoha Baladam Bal Karcha, what if you're walking down the street and it just hits you? Not that you went there Chatchila to smell. So there's a whole sugi there about Lofshav Kamechavein, Lofshav Lo Kamechavein. Yeah, so we'll see. So, right, so the, then he quotes the Orchis Chaim, Zachal called me the Dulhavi Larecha, Recha Lav Milsi. He called Valdovish Omi Larecha, and very Valdas also Lanos Mirech. So he says it depends. If it's something that's Omed Larech, like a Hadas, it's made to smell. That's what it's omed for. Certain things might smell good, right? But they're not like a piece of challah. It might smell good, but that's not what it's omed for. It's omed to eat. So he says that anything that's... He quotes from Orchos Chaim, that Kol Mi did that it's not omed l'hariach, then Rechalav Milsi. Aval davar she'omed l'ariach, then recha milsach. And then, so that means you can't go and smell it. Then you have to fit it into the sugim sochim. But what if you're not mechavi to smell it, but you just happen to bump into it, and are you mechuyah to go in a different route, etc. But that's a big yisod, and that there's a difference between something omed l'ariach and not omed l'hariach. So if you have different spices, that's omed l'hariach. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here on page 16, that b'samim shal v'rezara kilei kerem v'orla osu l'aniach for him. So those, because they're b'samim, that's what b'samim are for. And in terms of the other halacha about whether he is not a sniff the Yayin Nesach, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar lisha om sif hei, Mutar lisha om fiv, Reich Yayin Nesach, Derech HaNekev, Shavadayim Huto. So he's assuming, like Rava, I mean, like, you know, that you can do it. No suvatamo. Or to lishov. Yeah, I mean.
So basically, it's like.
You
said
you're facing
home
and
visiting.
Yeah.
So, in a way, it's like two separate figures, and they're
not school. Both, right. Right.
Wine is not in Ilaria.
Wine? What do you use wine for?
The wine experts.
What do you use wine for? You use wine to drink. To summon. You don't smell the wine at Havdalah. You smell the...
Ilaria means what's its name?
Main tafkid, yeah. So that's the story of Recha. So Recha means that you're being sola two things together in the oven. And we'll have one side by side. But then we have a concept of Zeya. And Zeya is the big yisod of what, the whole discussion about everything. It's about Zeya. There was, do we say, we know, if you have a, say you cooked in a pot, meat, and then 2 hours later you cook milk in the same pot. So now it's treif, right? Well, you cooked milk, and 2 hours later you cooked meat, so that it's possible to chalav, right? But what if the question is, you didn't cook together? We'll see the example in Shulchan Aruch. Say, for example, you have a salami hanging from the ceiling. And underneath the salami, you're cooking milk. So the fumes of the milk are going up, and they're going to hit into the salami. So is the salami basar b'cholof? So we'll see. We assume the halacha that if the fumes are still yatzo lettuce bow by the time they reach the salami, so then the salami becomes treif. This is basar b'cholof. If they're not, yatzo lettuce bow now. And this is the principle of Zeya. This is the principle of Zeya. So where does this... where does this halach of Zeya come from? So Recha means your tzola, two things together, side by side. And tzliya causes the aromas to move from one to the other. And does that mean anything? Or not? Zeya is something one on top of the other. One on top of the other. It's the steam. So where does this come from? So, it's a Mishnah Machshirin. We know that what? The seven Mashkin that are Machshil Kabel Tumma. If you have Ochlin, so Ochel is only mekabel tuma. It has to be tallish from minakaka, and ochel can't be mekabel tuma. Like an apple, kolzman that it's still attached to the tree is not mekabel tuma. But once it's detached from the tree, so then it can be mekabel tuma, provided that it came in contact with one of the zayin mashkim. You know what's the zayin mashkim? Yad shochadam. Yayin, Vash, Shemen, Cholov, Tal, Dam, and Mayim. Even though it's already dried off from that, but once it had to be, come on the Ochel, Ladas HaBailim, and the Bailim had to be Nichal Ebezeh. And then it's Huchshel HaKabal Tovu. So the standard case is if like it rains, you have some apples in your backyard. Already, if the apples are still on the tree, it's not going to help. It could rain from today till tomorrow. The heksher is not going to do anything. But if it's what? It's already detached. So then what? So then, if it rains and you're nichalei, then it's getting on the fruit, Baila Manichalei, so then it's Huchshel Kabel Tuma. So now, if something falls on it, or there are sherets or something like that, will touch it, the apple will Mekabel Tuma. Before that, even if a sherets touched it, it won't be Mekabel Tuma. That's this whole Masechta Makshir.
Is that automatically Nicholai now? Or theoretically? Is that automatically Nicholai? Or you could say there's no benefit to me, I don't get anything out of it raining on my apples being in my backyard.
Okay, so we'll see if it's that. The whole discussion, right? You have to learn the Shnei Mofsin. Not Shnei Mofsin. El Matzias. And the whole Sugi of Inye Shalom Idas. Yutan, Itain. Okay. So, but what if like this? What if you have an apple that never got water on it, but it was on top someplace, and then it was steaming? So the steam went onto the apple, the zeya. So mechatz tameya, zeyasa tameya. If the mechatz is tamei, the water is tamei, mayim shuvim is tamei, so then the water is tamei, then the zeya is tamei, then the fruit is going to be tamei. Torah, utahora, zeyasa tameya, utahora b'chiyutan. Habrecha shebevayis habayis meziyah mechamosa, im tameya zeyas kol habayis mechatz habrecha tameya. So, but the point is that if the zeya gets on the fruit, so if the water is already tamei, so then it's going to be machshir and then matamei right away. If the water is tahor, so then it'll be machshir. But the chiddush over here is that zeya has the status of the of, as if the water fell on it.
Has the status of what?
Zeya of water is like water. Zeya of dam is like dam. Zeya of shemen is like shemen. So the Rush was Mechadish the following on page 18. Says the Rush, Chuvas HaRush, B'ni Sheyichya. Tor. Sha'alta al ilfas cholevis in chol olaseis lamata bekira tachas kedev shel baser. So you have a milchik pot. Could you put it on the stove? Because underneath there's meat. So the meat is going to have what? Steam come up and it's going right onto the milchik pot. Nir Elisha Osir. It's Osir. Because now your pot, your fleshik, your milchik pot has become fleshik. That's, so your pot is Basa Mecholov. I feel with the Evan. Imasa Haisi Osir Akdeira. Ki Azeya Olam and Ilfas Hukumocholov. In other words, the Zeya of, because it's non-pag based in Machshirin. Mechatz Tameh Zeyasa Tameh, Torah Chiyuton. So he says, you see from here, that just like, in other words, the Gemara, the Mishnah only was in the context of Hech Chukshar Lekabal Tumah. But he's saying it Legabe Basa Becholov as well. That if you have a piece of meat, and you have some, or a fleshik pot, a milchik pot, and then the bottom is fleshiks, so that's going to, the Zeya of the fleshik is going to go up to the milchik pot and have a bliya fleshik in the milchik pot.
You mean the outside of the pot? Or the inside of the pot?
Wherever, whichever, yeah, outside of the pot.
I don't think we've learned that yet. How does the outside of the pot make you source of this or in this case?
Because you cook in the pot, so the pot, the bliya goes through the pot.
Goes through the walls of the pot.
Yeah, we'll learn more about that.
Yeah.
And so this is the Truvas HaRush, based on that Mishnah. And the Truvas HaDeshen quotes it as well, on page 19, 1 second. And then the Shulchan Aruch on page 20 says, Machla shel cholov, you have a frying pan, a milk and frying pan, shenosnu bekira, takas kedera shel basar. So you have a milk pan that's full of milk, and it's underneath the plashet. Hazeya ola v'nivla pekedera lo sakta. So the milkic will go up and reach the fleshik pot and has a bli of fleshik in it.
Is the fleshik pot or is it meat? Like,
is it actually? He says v'nivla pekedera. Then he writes in Chaya Hachol b'machlus. Because the machlis is open, so the milk is exposed. Because it still has to be yad soledes, where the steams of the milk get to the fleshik pot. If it's too far away, at the time it gets there, it's not yad soledes. So then there's no bliya, no problem. Of any adzulaz b'zeh kol sharin. If I told him basal yavish, this is the salami case. Al hakdeir shal cholov. They used to hang the salamis from the ceiling, right? And there was milk being warmed up underneath. But since it wasn't yad soledes bowl, by the time the zeya gets to the meat, then it's not a problem. Lo chashin l'zeya sha'ola, chayim machmas mechusa hakol shari, or the machmas is mechusa, it's also mutter. We need to have a shtei there, so we talked about.
So
you're saying that even if the
mapless
is covered or it's not, yeah,
so it's just still absolutely lacking.
What's what he's saying?
Covered path.
Maybe
I'll get
uncovered and
I'll
be
able
to
end up
being.
Yeah.
Oh,
so one second.
Practically speaking, that the milk is never
going to
reach
Yatzoledes,
that is
lovely. Depends how high or low it is. Yeah, if it's, this building has tall ceilings. As well, all the classrooms have TA, you have the tall ceilings, and they decided to lower it. You know, they made it. But when I went here, high school, every room was the old building. They have full ceilings. Not the modern look. It's not the modern look. It's good. It's okay. Yeah.
So would we not say, let's say, the tom from the top pot would go back to the bottom one?
So the question is like this. The big shaila that comes up in life is ovens. Because say you cook fleishik in the oven, and then 2 hours later you want to make a pizza there. So the question is like this. So if you assume that when you cook fleishik, say uncovered fleishiks, and so then it goes into the wall of the oven, right? And then 2 hours later, not no sintam of gam yet, he cooks milchik, and that also has zeya, and maybe that zeya causes the other belia to be niflat and come down into the pizza and make it basar b'cholov. So this is the shaila of ovens. So, or is there a kulam? So it's like this. So let me tell you a little bit like this. There are a lot of different shitas here. So, first of all, the Mishkan of Yaakov, on page 25, he denies the whole Zaya thing. He says the whole Zaya thing doesn't exist. Because it's basically Nishtana. So what are you talking about? A mashke. So all you need is a mashke, like the Hekshel Kabel Tumah. So if at the end, even if it's a shtana, but it's still a mashke, it'll meet Hekshel Kabel Tumah. Where it's saved in the blood now is just like water. You always get vapor, it's like water. Okay, but water also could do the trick. So the Mishkan Yaakov, he wants to argue with the whole rush, and the whole, you know, he's a man with broad shoulders. He says by something that's also b'hanah, say you're making whiskey out of yayin nesach. So then something is also b'hanah. So we know the din is even if it's Nishtana, even if it's this, but something that's also Mahanah, once the Isra Anah set in, it's always also, even after you mafsil it. Unless there's a mitzvah to be mafsil, then nasis mitzvah. But so basically, the Mishkan Yaakov, if you assume like him, then you don't have to worry about anything, just about.
How's the whiskey and the yayin nesach, what does it have to do with there?
Because the way they make it is they heat up the wine and then they take the fumes of the wine and that becomes the whiskey. Or say, for example, when you make schnapps so what do you take? You take saorim, which is chametz sorim, and then you heat it up, and then the fumes go up, and then from those fumes is formed the whiskey. So he holds that all these things are not such a big problem, unless, because if you did it before Pesach, so you were already mafsil it before Pesach. You made the whiskey before Pesach. So that's what he writes here. I made a whole packet of this on page 26. The third line on the left side. Piyad v'meili yesh mokom gadol v'yadayim mochichos v'das tzas me'achronim she'kilu b'kamed v'am linyan zeya hayotze el de or v'on yayin tzorach v'nasa me'yisur chodosh v'kemach mudlo v'chashru v'zeya v'alma v'chopon mo'otim v'yisur d'oraisa. So he says it could be that all these things, all these schnapps, are only coming to me drabana. But I don't want to confuse you with schnapps yet. If you want to share a schnapps, I'm happy to give you a share of schnapps. But I don't want to confuse you. We'll get to it. But the Mishkan of Yaakov is not the accepted psak.
What's the score?
Of what?
His general approach to Zayah.
Who? The Mishkan of Yaakov? Yeah. He says Zayah is mutter.
Yeah.
Because.
Therefore. Yeah.
Because it's a different thing. It's not the same thing. It's nishtanim. But and therefore he blames the rush. He had no right to make that connection. Whereas the rush took a mishnah in machshirin and he applied it to basa b'chalav mechitasi. But Mishkan Yaakov is great. But lemaisa. The Rush, you know, is the Rush, and then the Mechaber passed it like him, so he gets the time of day. And Mishkan Yaakov doesn't get the time of day here. I mean, it could be Nafkaminas, and we'll see if somebody forgot to sell the Chametz, and they had a Ketchup Schnapps, and whether it's Chametz Shavuot or Pesach or not. So,
initially we said that they had to do one thing on top of the other. So obviously, you had in an oven a dairy dish on the first shelf and a meat dish on the second shelf cooking at the same time. That would be straight up under the challah, or that would also be a situation of zeya.
If the dairy is one on top of the other,
correct.
So then it would go up and it would asr the thing on top of it.
But that, because of zeya, it would asr it?
Yeah, the zeya, yeah. So
how are you saying that, which is obviously there's more things that could fit within Zaya, but we're saying something, you obviously both of them are there to create that situation, and then applying that to saying, oh, in the oven 2 hours later, it's the same
right.
strength.
Oh, so I'll tell you what you're saying. You're saying, for asr an oven, so you have to assume there's a problem of Zaya, and the Zaya goes into the oven. See, if you put the basar and mechalov together in the oven, one on top of the other, so then it's straight zeya, one from one to the other. Right? But most of the cases that we're talking about is no, it was just milk, and now you want to use it for meat 2 hours later, so then it's more complicated, because it's not zeya going in, it's zeya that was in 2 hours ago, the milk, and now the milk is gone. Now you put fleishik, and now that zeya has to be machlit the other zeya, and the zeya, in other words, so the question is even when I say not like the rush, but the rush's case was only like the salami case. It's the zeya is going directly from the meat to the milk, or milk for the meat. But what about a case of it's just going into the, it's not going to the fleishik or the milk, it's just going into the oven. And then, with the milchik, and then 2 hours later you use fleishik, and that's going to bring it out. So the question is, is yesh zeya lezeya, or ein zeya lezeya? Right, this is zeya. Reicha is the side by side, and it's the reich that's...
There has more,
it's
more
be'en than Rehu. Yeah. So, there is a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tuf Tam Vadas. He wants to say on the second hour, it says, Darosh, the Haramah, Lo Choshu Rakim Have Zeya Mikli Abalu Mimachal Atzmo, Havon Betchil Nivla Rak Mikor Zeya, Lio Zeya Machma Zeya, Zevada Ebo Mamish. He says, so, according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, from the supplement, page one, according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, there's no problem for using an oven there, because the whole issue is zeya. But what is but zeya is only when it goes directly from the fleishik to the milk, or the milk to the fleishik. But to say that it goes into the oven, and now the new zeya is going to be mafli the old zeya, he doesn't. Think that there's such a thing. So in other words, all cases that the Mishnah was talking about and the Rishonim were talking about, the Rosh, is only direct milk to the meat to the milk, not meat milk to the oven, and then meat going to be pulled like that.
So you're not going to have the oven have to cool down. You can't be one after the other.
No, because. He's saying that the Zayek can't be polled Zayek. That's what he's saying, yeah. In other words, the Mishkanos Yaakov didn't even want to start from, but we're now in the Mishkanos Yaakov's world. He says we don't have to worry about Zayek because it's already Nishtana, Zayek doesn't mean anything. Only by Heksher, because Heksher, so if it's Nishtana from blood to water, but water also, it's still going to be vapor. So that's good enough to be makshe. But here, no, you need dafka the treif. So if it's in the shtana, then it's not the treif anymore. As we'll learn the halachas of the shtana. Saying from that case,
yeah,
so
that's
also
the other,
we'll see. Maybe we'll see.
Just clarify, meaning if we hold and say Zayas Hadavar is like the thing itself, right? So the fact that it goes into the oven or into the wall typically, that's gonna happen. Okay?
Right.
So we're saying that so the next time I have Zayas, which is also the Lachmukas is like the thing, why would it be different than just putting water in the pot? I mean, if we hold that the Zayas HaDavar is like the thing itself.
Yeah, but maybe we don't have maybe the Zayas doesn't have the koyach to be poilate. Maybe the Zayas can just go in, but can't be poilate from a kli out.
You're saying that the liquid in a steam form can't be maplotin.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You just have heat. I mean, you don't need Zayas to let this. You just need. I mean, you cooked the meat in the oven, and the zeus put it into the grates of the into the oven. And now you cook milk in there after, so you have heat. And it's not the zeus of the milk coming and being kind of let there. It's just you have heat now. So that it's the thing.
But heat. What does heat mean? Heat, what's the connection? To but you need something
heat
to
be heat. The heat should be boiling.
But, no, but heat itself doesn't necessarily poilate. What poilate is Bishel's poilate. Heat with water. But here, you don't have water here. It's just steam. So maybe steam doesn't have the ability to poilate from a kli out. So Rav Avadi Yosef, in the Tshuva, he quotes this to Tavadaz, and his problem is he thinks it's against the Ramah. Because this Ramah has a famous case on page 6 in the supplement. He says, "Mochel kisui rosef mitzder shel basar." Nosdo also mitzder shel cholov. Say you mixed up the coverings, pot coverings. You put a fleishik pot covering that was ben yomo and a milkik thing that was cooking milk, or vice versa. So, what's the idea? That the milk, the covering became fleishik because it was on the, because it cooked meat in it. So then the steam went up. Right? And then you put it on the milk and pot. So then that is poilate. Time from before, so don't you see Beferish not like the Shlomo Kluger from the Ramah? That's what Avadi Yosef asks. If Lachol Kisoy Rosef Mikdeish Al Basa, the son of Sol Kdeish Al Cholav, if Shneim Chamim Shneim Asurim, we each Machol Mikdeish Al Basa Cholav, if Nakisoy Tzodev Mikdeir Chama Shneim Asurim, so he says it's Asur. If Mihiski Lazia Tachas Akisoy, that's what I talk over. So he says beferish that if you took the kisoy, the hot kisoy from the keder shel basa and you put it on the keder shel cholov, so shnei masurim. So that's Rav Avadi Yosef. On page 1 second, on page 5, says, "Vatabek ini enai lehagoyin marash kluger shut tuktamadas shenishalodos minag oilam levashal kedeshal bosu b'tachkara Hakach also Yom Artichim Chol. In other words, Rav Shlomo Klug was saying the minhag olam is to use the same tanner. So how can you use it? What about Zaya? So his answer is Ein Zaya L'Zaya. So he says Rav Avadi Yosef, second arrow, Ma'ol Tamihani Al Agon Zal Shadoch Chashash De B'Shtei Yadayim Uma Yaneh B'Yom Sheyidu Barbo Din Kiso Yabdeira Shal Bosar. So what's the way out?
What exactly is
you take a by mistake, you took a fleishik pot cover and you put on the milchik kat. So the fleishik cover became fleishik because it was on top of a pot that was cooking meat. So the Zeya went into that and acid it. So now you're going to put it on the milk cook or vice versa. Now that Malia is going to come out through the Zeya of the milk cook pot. So you see that Zeya is Maflin Zeya. So that was Chacham Rav Avadi Yosef thought that Shlomo Kluger, as great as he was, but going against the Ramah, so that you're not in such good company when you're going against the Ramah, even if you're a Shlomo Kluger. I think Rabbi Teichner told me the Marsham gets smicha from Rav Shlomo Kluger. The Marsham is known as the Pesach Hador, and he's going to Rav Shlomo Kluger. So imagine how great Rav Shlomo Kluger was. I told you a story about Rav Shlomo Kluger's farm. I think Mr. Beagleisen said he used to write for 5 hours a day. That's right. So I got the sefer, Bracious, from Rav Shlomo Kluger. And I brought it home. Oh, Rav Shlomo Kluger and Bracious. Then what did I see? There was a Parshas Bracious. Then there's another volume, Parshas Noach. And after that I said, I can't continue buying this. So the library, the Gottesman Library, they have the whole thing. They have the Bracious volume, the Noach volume, the Lech Lecha volume. There is a sefer called Imre Shefer. That's a two-volume thing on the whole Torah. Different shtickles that you can buy. But the other thing is a little bit difficult. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to come and do this here now. I'll call you back very shortly. Okay? So, I discussed this verse with Rav Avadi, so he said, obviously, Rav Shlomo Kluger knew the Ramah. So I don't know what he said. Maybe I think Rav Avadi said maybe he's Choshesh that was not only Zeya, but there was a Negiah from the thing. But
I would understand how the Zeya from the pot would trape up the pot top that you put on top of it, but the way Lisa Rebbe's been describing Zeya is that it's the action of steam which goes up. So why are we now saying it's going to trape up what's inside the pot, which is below the thing that has Zeya? Meaning, the pot top, you put on a flinchy pot top, you have Zeya of dairy, of milk, so you have Basar Bafalov in the pot top. But Zeya is the action of going up. So if there's something else on top of it, I would understand how it do that,
but
now say it's
going to
scrape up what's below it?
No, because the new Zeya is going to come in and bring it down.
But actually, when you're cooking and you have to be, that's not like only Zeya, that's actually water that's fully gone in. It's more than Zeya. If you're cooking hot soup, hot fleshic soup in a pot, and you have moisture on the lid of the pot. That's more than just Zeya, isn't it? That's mind by end.
So we'll see. Go slowly. Now, so this svara of Rav Shlomo Kluger, even people who are mako on ovens, as we'll see shortly, I don't know. It's a little bit schwer. I mean, you want to give a teretz to this Ramah, I don't know I told you what Rabbi Bali thought, maybe it was Nagia. I think that's what he thought. I remember sitting with him and discussing this conversation that we had face to face. What is Rosh Shlomo Kluger going to do with this Ramah? Right, so that's what he said something.
The end on the lid.
On the lid, whatever.
Yeah.
The terrace. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein was very machmir with ovens. He was very machmir. He was cautious for Be'en. In other words, there is a sheet of the Prima Gadim that we'll see that holds there's no Zeya by a solid, only by a liquid. So Rav Moshe held not that way, that it can be Zeya even by a solid. But you don't have to be choshet to Zeya for a solid. Because if you see it, so Rav Moshe on page 27, he was machmir. If it's a solid and you didn't see any Zeya, then he is mako. But if you have a liquid or something like that, you're cooking soup and you used it for milk fleishik soup, he holds ovens have Zeya and the Zeya la Zeya, and unless it's a Dover Yavesh and you didn't see that it was Mazir. See, you open it up and see. You see the. So that's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was very machmir. But there's a piece here on page 31 by none other than Harav Agoin Rav Tzion Yaakov Alevi Vosner.
Yaakov Alevi?
No.
Oh.
Son of Shem Alevi. Muncie.
Yeah.
Bennett Avenue.
Right.
He was instrumental in the Erev, the controversial Erev, I don't know if he's controversial, but on the other side of the Heights, his Rav Vosner's son. He's a big Talmud Chacham, but, you know, he has a shul in the Ramat Beit Shemesh, and Mamsi. So he says something which Rav Abadi also holds from. And that is, he holds that there are no Zeya in ovens. Why? Because the oven is so hot that it burns up any Zeya. And that's coming from the Lashon in the Rush, of the Tshuvas HaRush, where he writes at the end of the Tshuva that it could be that if it's so hot, the Rush writes this. I mean, like an Efshar, but it's in the Tshuvas HaRush here, on page 18. On the left side, fourth line, Om Tzarech Leida Im Akdera Rosachas Mekabel Zeya. The Shema Chomer Rosicha Shabbat Ma'akavtam Mekabel Zeya. Where it's Zeya, maybe, it has to be Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. But if it's too hot, then they're not. So Rav Abadi once said to me, you know how you tell? If after the oven, you cook something in the oven, is there going to be any condensation on the walls of the oven? If there's no condensation on the walls of the oven, that's a raya that it was all burnt up. And therefore, Rav Abadi's of the opinion, and Rav Vosner, he says, Rav Vosner writes, that was the minhag ha'olam. That was the minhag ha'olam, one second. You read his whole piece here in the Or Yisrael Torah Journal. That's the Torah Journal that still comes out from Muncie. And he writes some nice articles here. And basically, that's the idea, that it's... it's so hot, so he feels that the old minhag always was to use the same oven for milk at the fleishik. That's what Rav Abadi holds that way. Rav Abadi just likes that you shouldn't put the milk at the fleishik in at the same time, because he's afraid that people are going to put it one on top of the other, and then it could be Vizayim because it's just a little space till it hits the other thing. To get to the top of the oven that's further away, that could have been the
thing. Wouldn't they need to cover that, each pocket?
No.
Or burn it off?
No, burn it off, no covers.
Set aside that one to say it's just mix in the air and go down before it gets messed up.
If what?
If it's not one on top of the other.
No, the Chuvas Habach says it goes up.
But when does it get Nisra? Right at that second? Like the Rabbi says,
but Lamaisa, he doesn't want you to do it because he's because the Chuvas Habach says they, we'll see it, that they go up.
So when does this straight that happen?
Somewhere on the ascent.
See, but they won't, they just go straight in a pillar. There's no mixing on the way.
Yeah, that's what the Shuvah Sabbath, I believe, says.
So why does everybody say you can feel like condensation? Maybe it was Nivla. That's why there's no condensation, because it's Nivla in the wall.
It's Nivla, but there still should be some...
Why? In other words, it's Nivla.
Moisture.
No, because when you cook, something is Nivla also, but there's still the...
That's because what you're feeling was not Nivla.
Right, but...
So yeah, maybe all of the day is Nivla.
Yeah. Okay, but he thinks that's basically like what Rav Oz is saying here from the Rosh, that Lamaisa, if it was burned up, it's Mustabin, that's not all Nivla.
And the Rambam is saying even if it's covered in his
No, but the Rambam is not talking about the ovens.
The Rambam is saying even
our ovens today. He's saying our ovens today.
He's saying that
our ovens today are so hot.
It's even a less of a shaft than something which is covered and not yet to let us go. But the Rambam says he has to be mafkin.
Yeah, our ovens today are so hot. That,
but it's not going to be better than something which was covered pot that the Zay never went up.
Well, covered pot, as you said, like the cover could come off or something like that.
Meaning, if I'm going to be kosher there, that maybe it has to let us go. Shouldn't I be kosher here that maybe something wasn't burnt? I mean, shouldn't it be a koshkin if I'm kosher to have feel there, should I kosher to have feel here? Where I'm here, I actually have the Zay.
Yeah, but it's over there, you're what?
Here, I have the Zayah, I'm saying maybe the Zayah went away. It was Nisra.
Yeah.
There, I don't know if they even have the Zayah Mitzchila and Apapiki in these
things. Yeah, but there you're in the realm of having real Zayah. Because you're in the realm of having real Zayah. Here, you're not in the realm of having real Zayah. Mm-hmm. So he writes, Vosner here, that was the old minhag that people used, and if you want to see, I think Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out to me, in Rav Gifter, they quote here, Rabbi Shurin, also held this way. Here is it. One second. Yeah, but everybody holds that the heat also will destroy the Recha as well.
So he holds there's no problem of Recha in the ovens either.
Right, of the ovens of today. So then everything's good. The only thing that won't be good if you put milk and inflation were at the same time, one on top of the other, and then that would... So that's why he tells people, they can use... Everybody tells people they can use the ovens for both, but they shouldn't just put milk and inflation at the same time. More of a like he said, it's like a gzera, so he shouldn't just, because the hamonam is not going to, once you put it in the same time, they'll put it on one on top of the other, they'll put it one on top of the other, they'll do all these things, and you want to see the Rav Gifter thing is in the supplement here on page 4. He says, "Shtab shetana l'machal b'asav chal hora l'hakel b'vishal b'asav chal b'tana echad b'zach hazav fil megulim." Shut harosh. Shut yavet. I should see the shut yavet. I was never into the shut yavet until my friend reprinted it, and Rav Yankel, my friend Rav Yankel Bergstein, he reprinted it in good print with nice notes. have a friend, Rabbi Yankel. He's a Rav in Kiryas Yoel. So he's very into the Yavetz for some reason. But Moshe Bitzatal was a Ben Acher Ben. He was a descendant of the Yavetz. But Dick had a theorem of Masorah not to write, not to publish. Some people have that Masorah. So the only thing he put out, I think, in his lifetime was the Siddur of the Yavetz. And my friend Yankel Bergstein is very enamored by the Yavetz. So he put out the drushes and everything. So I should look it up. But that's his. So that's the. And then you have another idea. Rav Shechter was always into this notion that the Isser of Zeya was only with thick Zeya. What Rav Shechter calls Hevel. That's the thick Zeya when you take a pot cover off and you see the thick Zeya. But in the oven, it doesn't get Hevel. So once Rav Shechter thought you have vents. You know, an oven has a vent. You can't make an oven without a vent. It would be illegal to make an oven without a vent. So ovens have vents. So Rav Shechter was of the opinion, based on some shitas, that that's the reason, the kula. That it's not, that the din of zeya was only a thick zeya, but this is a different kula. This is saying that even if it was thick, the lemaisa, if it's so hot, like what the Rush said, that it gets nisraf in the air. For Granko, what do you say?
What's the difference between, is there a difference between what Rabbi says and what Rav Shechter says? And what,
I think Rav Shechter is all, you know, I don't know, I mean, Rav Shechter wants it to cool down a little, but also Rabbi, I don't think it's so much on that. But
the Rabbi tell you that you can just put it in one after the other?
I think so.
Really?
Isn't in Rav Moshe make those if he sources on half, like on broil? Because I mean, he is masking
it. Yeah, okay, could be. So, you know, so the different approaches to ovens. So if you hold like this approach, so basically, you know, nothing really ever goes wrong. I mean, again, you could have, if you have the tray for the, well, we usually don't have tray, hopefully, in our homes. Sometimes, every once in a while, somebody buys something by mistake that's tray. And then they say, you know, you always get something like that if it happens. Because they didn't check to see what. In other words, they did one of these orders, and then they sometimes you got to check on these orders. But sometimes they don't have the product you want. Then they'll think they're doing your toy, and they'll give you another.
Yeah, so
microwave Rav Osner is much more machmir because he feels that it doesn't get that that heat, and therefore. So therefore you should cover either the flesh or cover the milk. So that he doesn't, he's, but the other thing is, but the ovens today, that they're very, very hot, he thinks, so, like somebody, you know, made a pizza or something like that, and then they want to cook hot dogs, you know, later, so that would be, you know, part of this discussion. Some people are very machmir and have two ovens and this and that, but Rav Osner claims the old minhag was not. Yeah.
Does Rabbi allow you to cook meat and milk on top of each other if they were both covered?
Yeah, but one on top of the other, you mean? I don't think he would allow that lachatchila. He wouldn't, you know, like Rabbi Tefu's Ramah, he wouldn't, you know, because. It could fall off, it could, you know, so he doesn't want you to do that on the lechatchila level, you know, do things like that. But he's very makeable of what, you know, what he can do is that has that. That's, It's enough of a cooler.
What was your Rabbi's basis for being laughing?
Rabbi Yosef?
Yeah.
So he just didn't like the svara of the Shlomo Kluger, because he thought it was against the Ramah. Shlomo Kluger says that the din of zeh is only milk going directly into the meat, or meat going directly into the meat. But to go into the oven with the meat, and now 2 hours later to use the milk, and then to go into the oven and have it cold laid out, that he says we never find such a thing.
What does that mean?
Oh, you mean what does he hold in the end?
Yeah.
That's a good question. You can look up this tshuva. I don't want to say if Chelik Hay every day. See what he says. So these are some of the, and then you have, you know, as far as about some sheet is hold, as I told you, that the Yomish itself is not, as long as they're from Lach, like, you know, the case in the Mishnah of Makshirin, was a, these are the issues.
Or is there a Moshe, would he have you wait 10 years later to burn it out, or what?
Yeah, I mean, he was very machmir. I mean, you have to see if he. Well, I don't want to quote him. And, you know, in the Pesach, he was very into the inserts and the things like that. So you'll look inside to see how. Okay, Rabosai, we. Chasov Sidur Pesach, yeah. There's still, I'm sure, more to say, but these are the Yisodas that in Hilchas Tarovis. There's a lot to say. Yeah.
First booking starting at
9 or
9:30.
Yeah, start assuming that 9:30. If you fill up, then we can maybe.
Yeah, that should be 11, then by 11:15.
Yeah, 11:15. So give me some.
Last potato is 11:15.
11.